You're listening to the Mixed Morning Show podcast with Dom, Emily, and Jeremy.
Here's a story for you guys. I've got a story. I was sitting at a... can we close that
door?
Yeah,
I think so.
The sports guys are...
Sports guys are very loud.
Did something
today.
Happen that they need to be so
no,
passionate
there's
about?
No, not
Kubiak, I think. Kubiak.
Well, he's got a headache. Be quiet.
Sports.
Anyway, so let me tell you a story. I was at breakfast over the weekend and at a nice little place, kind of a mom and pop place, so it's not a big chain. And as I was getting ready to leave, a guy came in. The place was starting to fill up. And a guy came walking in, and this is probably, I don't know, a few minutes after 8 o'clock. And he goes up to the hostess, and the hostess is like, all right, table for two? He goes, no, no, no. He goes, I'm just here to give you a heads up that at 9 o'clock this morning, so a little less than an hour, he goes, 9 o'clock this morning, we're going to have a party of 21.
Dang.
That's a great time.
People
on
be hungry.
Saturday morning at 9, this at this place that I'm talking about, Saturday morning at 9, there's already a line. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm immediately, and I hear this, I hear him say this, and you can see the hostess go, oh, okay. And she calls over one of the, I think she's one of the owners.
Code red, code red.
Code red is right.
No joke.
And they were like, okay, here's what, blah, blah, blah. And then I can't hear the rest of the conversation. But I see the owner pointing to a part of the restaurant where I'm sitting, and I'm like, okay, so they have to start planning probably 45 minutes in advance about turning tables. Now, Emily is the restaurant/server expert. I've never worked in a restaurant, but she has. And I started thinking about what it's like to do for breakfast at a small mom and pop place, a party of 21. The first thing that went through my head is, why would you even do a party of 21 for breakfast? Because you can't talk to each other, right?
Yeah, but you're all still breaking bread, breaking bacon together.
Yeah, you know, this makes the camaraderie. Family in town, memories.
Yeah.
You get that horrible group picture of everybody leaning in at the table.
Maybe I'm a weirdo, but I think a party of 21 at a small breakfast place, I think, is rude to the establishment. That's where
total diva. Especially not giving them a heads up.
I think that's where you stay at home and you make a whole bunch of eggs and pancakes for everybody. You don't.
I'm happy for the mom and pop place. That's 21 more people they're going to serve.
No,
they're going to serve 21 more people anyway.
They
that
have
morning.
A line. They have a line all the time anyway, but they don't have to worry about tying up six tables.
They'll tie up six tables anyway with normal customers.
No, especially with a party like that, they should have had probably like an extra busser on or something, so they were understaffed.
Well, then that's when the owner kicks in.
That was like Hurricane 21. You know.
So you're against it?
Well, it all depends. There's varying levels of this of the serve here, fellas.
Why don't we run to a break? I want to come back and talk about this.
I have some strong feelings on this, and don't even look. We're gonna get started on writing stuff down, and I want to love you guys after this conversation. So I just need to mentally prepare myself.
We are going to fight. Over
I know
this.
We're gonna fight
over writing down orders.
Okay, I can't help it that you're.
I think
wrong.
We should give you an order and see how much you remember.
Okay.
All right.
I can do a six top.
Okay. All right. So we were talking this morning about, I was at a mom and pop breakfast joint the other day, and some guy came in and said, yeah, we're going to need a table for 21. I'm like, to me, that's almost rude to the restaurant.
It is.
Like, stay home and make pancakes.
Yeah.
21 people at breakfast.
Here's
Kim.
Good for them.
Here's Kim on the phone. Good morning, Kim.
Good morning.
What's on your mind?
Well, I mean, I was in restaurants for 16 years, and I got to agree with you. I think it's a little over the top to expect them to accommodate that many people.
And less than an hour's notice, too.
Yes.
But aren't you going to accommodate those people anyway?
Not necessarily. So if you think about it, Dom had said that they are already going to be on a wait by 9 o'clock.
Right.
You're essentially adding 7 or 8 different tables or parties onto your wait list. Extending your wait, so you could potentially lose that many people just from adding. Does that make sense?
Yeah, and what if it's somebody who walks in for the first time and they're like, I'm never coming back to this joint again. This is ridiculous.
Right. True. The day before a heads up would have been, I think, perfectly acceptable. They could have planned for it. They could have sat the section accordingly to allow for those tables to kind of get up at the same time so they could see everyone at the same time.
Yeah.
But an hour's notice just isn't sufficient.
All right. So now listen, Kim, do you want to play a game with us?
Sure.
All right. So one of the things that I told Emily about this, because she's like server extraordinaire. I've seen her in action, actually. I've sat at the bar when Emily was the bartender in the past before she was on this show.
Yeah,
right?
It's funny. I was like, Dom, right? Dom, because I was a part-timer. And when he looked up and he was like, oh, my God, have
you
I made
are...
out with this woman? And I don't remember her name. And I'm like, no, I'm Emily. I'm the weekender. I'm the part-timer.
Right.
Go
no,
ahead.
That's
it was
right.
A, it was a good stroke yeah. of panic, though, I gotta say.
That was really good. So here's what we're going to do, Kim. I've had this fight with Emily before, too, that I can't stand it when servers don't write down orders. It's like they're trying to impress people with how they can remember. But half the time, they're going to screw something up. It's like, I don't need to be impressed with your memory. Write this crap down. So I just, it's for my, just my well-being. You know, I don't want to sit there and stress over you memorizing. Mm-hmm. So Emily's like, oh, it's no problem. I'm like, well, what if you had like a six-top table? She's like, no problem.
Big talker.
I can do a six-top. Right.
So here's what we're going to do, Kim.
I have faith in her that she could do a six-top.
Well, you're going to be part of this. You got to imagine you're at an Italian restaurant, Kim.
Okay.
All right? You're going to be ordering your salad and any kind of, you know, deviation of it. And an entree and maybe any kind of side. Are you ready? Can you be thinking about that while we go around the room? Because we got six people in here that we've brought in between
three,
you,
four, five. Okay.
Us, and a couple of the jamokes from the sports station down the hall. So, Jeremy, you're first. What's your order?
Yes, I'd like the house salad with the olive oil and vinegar.
Okay.
No olives on that.
No
me,
olives
please.
On this. That's okay. There's no olives on the house salad. So
great. No olives.
Okay, great.
And I'll do the chicken parm.
Okay.
With extra cheese.
Okay.
And I'll have a side of meatballs with that, too.
Okay. The chicken parm with the side of meatballs, extra cheese. You want the house salad. There are no. Okay, that's fine. Great. Everybody, and for you,
make
sir.
Make sure you write these down.
Yeah, I got
so
it,
everybody knows.
Sir.
What's your name, sir?
My name's Dan.
Here's
Dan.
I'm easy. You know, I just want the Caesar salad and chicken Alfredo, you know. That's
chicken
it.
Alfredo.
Call it good.
Yeah.
Okay,
God,
you got
way
it.
To make it easy on her,
good
Dan.
Job, Dan.
Okay. The Caesar and the chicken.
All right, here
Alfredo.
Comes Josh. Jeremy's future brother-in-law, Josh.
Okay. Yeah, do I order Italian or can I order anything I want?
Italian.
We're at an Italian.
Yeah, I thought this,
this
was like a buffet
like
type of
good.
Thing.
Okay, Maggiano's.
I will go. I'm a traditional guy. I'm just going to go with some spaghetti.
Okay.
I would like Alfredo sauce instead of marinara sauce.
Okay.
I'd like to add meatballs for my salad. I'm also going to go with Caesar salad.
Okay.
And I want extra croutons. I love
extra
croutons.
Croutons?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Croutons.
Can I suggest any grilled chicken or salmon on your Caesar to start off your meal today?
She's showing off now.
Add some chicken. Add some chicken.
Chicken. That
yeah.
Awesome.
Chicken, sounds extra croutons.
Should I order for Jessica or?
No, because we have Kim
Chris,
here.
Chris.
Okay.
Chris,
okay.
What are you having for your salad?
Okay. I'm going to also have the Caesar. I'm going to have what Josh has.
God, you guys
extra
make
croutons.
It easy on her.
Extra croutons. Okay. With the chicken as well? No, hold the chicken. Okay, okay. But I am going to have the chicken parm. Okay. Mm-hmm. Yep. And that's...
Any side?
Side of... Let's go with some meatballs. Okay. Sure, why not?
Wow, just duplicate my order, too.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Meatballs
God, if I knew you were all going to order the same thing, I could have done
Dom,
this.
Dom, just say, make it three.
Here's
make it three of those.
Here's Kim on the line. Kim, what's your order?
I am going to do the chicken Alfredo, but I would like to add some sun-dried tomatoes and mushrooms to it.
Okay.
And then I would like the house salad with Italian dressing on the side.
Okay.
No tomatoes or onions and extra croutons and cheese, please.
Okay, so you want sun-dried tomatoes and mushrooms, and then you want your dressing on the side. You said no tomatoes, extra croutons and cheese on your house salad?
Yep.
Don't forget your order, Kim,
did
you
say
all right?
No onions? I thought she said no onions. Yeah.
No onions and no tomatoes.
Yeah.
No onions, no tomatoes.
Don't forget your order.
This one's
extra cheese and croutons.
This one's going to be screwed up. All right.
Okay, Kim, I'm going to spit in your salad. Okay. Okay.
I'm actually pretty simple, though.
I wasn't on my order, so then that would not be
okay with your attitude. What happened to the lady love?
I like the chopped salad. But that often
okay,
comes
okay, you don't want blue cheese. You
they
don't
want no blue cheese, no avocado.
Okay.
Yes. Chopped salad, no blue cheese, no avocado.
Bland.
I'm going to get the chicken salt and boca, which is delish.
Mm. Uh-huh.
But instead of the broccoli that it comes with, I want it mashed. I want the mashed.
You want the mashed potato.
Mm-hmm.
And then no blue cheese, no avocado. And what and is the blue cheese dressing okay? I'm assuming no.
The dressing is fine.
The dressing is fine on your
mm-hmm.
chopped salad.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm shaking a little bit. You guys are pains in my butt.
No, I think these guys made it really easy. Let's start with Jeremy's
come
order
on.
And let's see how you do.
Okay, Jeremy got the house salad. He wanted the oil and vinegar. I'll go ahead and bring that out beforehand
because we actually never put oil and vinegar on a salad beforehand. There are no olives on that. You want the chicken parm with extra cheese, and you also want a side of meatballs.
Done. Mine's correct.
All right, Dan's. Okay.
Dan is going to get, he just wanted the, he wants a Caesar salad to start, and he just wants some chicken Alfredo. Boom.
Lame.
We got Josh here. He wants a chicken Caesar to start. He's going to go ahead and get extra croutons on that because he's a crouton kind of guy. He wants a spaghetti, but he wants Alfredo instead of the marinara, and he also wants a side of meatballs. We have Chris here who is starting off with just a Caesar salad, extra croutons, no chicken. And then Chris wanted the chicken parm as well with a side of meatballs. Okay.
Lame.
Kim.
Okay. And then this broad on the phone.
Kim.
Okay, Kim. I'm going to start you off with a house salad. No onions, no tomatoes. I'm going to go ahead and put extra cheese and extra croutons on that. You want the Italian dressing, but on the side. Don't worry. Just do a little dippage. You'll save yourself some calories. And then for your meal, you want the, hold on, let me look at the menu, and then let me look at your face. You wanted the, I know, now I'm stumbling. Hold on, let me go ahead and put in Dom's chopped salad with no blue cheese and no avocado, and then I'm going to order your chicken saltan boca, but instead of the broccoli that comes with it, you want the mash, of course.
You're great. All you're down to is just Kim's
poor
entree.
Kim. She's going
to
be so
disappointed.
But you
know what? She ordered the dinner first. I know. Actually, I think you were rude to me, so you're not getting dinner.
Sorry.
The kitchen's backed up.
You're so close.
Sorry, Kim.
Kim, remind us what your entree was.
I got the fettuccine Alfredo with the sun-dried tomatoes and mushrooms.
That's right.
But I'm going to say this.
So close.
Chris,
so close.
Emily, you got 5.5 out of 6. I think that is
Very close.
Kim, thanks for playing along. I hope you have a great day.
No problem.
Thank you. That is sports guys, thank you so much.
Thank you. I hope the croutons are good.
Dan and Josh from our
just
sports
station. Just have a little faith in your service staff is all I'm saying.
But you did also kind of make the point
you're
going to forget something.
No, she looked like she wasn't going to tip me very well, so whatever.
Extra tomatoes, extra onions.
There's a cute guy at the bar that I'm talking to, so I'd, you know, it's fine.
I am impressed, though.
Yeah, that was well done.
Yeah, me too, Em.
Well, thank you. You work at a restaurant for 100 years, and these things. I feel closer to restaurant people than I do to radio people.
I just want servers.
Okay.
All right, that's fair.
Yeah. Thank you, Olive Garden, for my education.
I do want servers to write stuff down, though. Am I the only one who feels that way?
No, I agree. Because I'd be worried I would be Kim.
What's the worst thing that could happen if they get your order wrong? You just get, you wait a couple extra minutes.
You have an allergy to tomatoes and you got tomatoes in
your food. Oh, big deal.
And then your meal comes out wrong and it's got to go back while your date's meal is sitting there getting cold.
Dom, but look how, you got a little thrill, admit it, by watching Emily just perform that feat of magic. So if your server can do that in a restaurant,
I've never had a thrill with it. It's not magic. I've had a thrill one time. It was in Telluride about 20 years ago where, I kid you not, 24 people at a dinner table, one server, he memorized everything for the 24.
That's impressive.
Then repeated it back before he went back to the kitchen.
Wow.
And then the next day, I'm not making this up, the next day, because we were there for the wine fest, the next day we were walking past this restaurant and that server was outside on a smoke break. And we said, hey, we just want to say that it was so cool what you did last night. Yeah. You memorized 24 orders. And he repeated them back again.
Well, your server was Rain Man.
Total Rain Man. That's the most impressive thing I've ever seen.
That's really cool.
You know what this means? This also goes into play why I'm single, because I remember everything, so you never fight with me, because I'm always going to bring it up.
Remember back in 98? More true than funny.
I know.
Want more laughs? Follow us online.
Every morning.
Search @DomEmilyJeremy on Twitter and Facebook.com/DomEmilyJeremy.